had big pens with pigeons in there. He thought maybe he could sell them to help make a living, but it didn't work very good in pacing the people. I never had pigeons, I guess.
Oh, to eat?
To eat. And then the business didn't do too good, but they tried.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this blacksmith, or not blacksmith, horseshoeing shop there. And because the farmers bring their horses there to have them shod. And then my dad, he got that sciatic rheumatism.
Oh.
And he got it really bad. And his leg got a whole inch shorter than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really sick. And I don't know, we borrowed the money to build her house. And I think the bank went broke. And anyway, they lost the house.
Oh, their brand new house.
Yeah. So my grandfather, he lived up on Petitney Hill. They called it Hungry Slope.
Why did they call it that?
I don't know. That's just a nickname. And they lived just one block after you left the Petitney school block, you know. It was one block on top of the hill there. And it was right on the corner. And they had a little house up halfway up on the next block across the road. Had a, I guess it was a, wasn't a whole fourth of a, grandfather had 1/4 block, you know.
Now with the
they had this, in Payson they had the, the city laid out in four pieces for a block, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or I don't know how many acres it was, probably about 3.5 or 3.
To each quarter?
To each, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he had that.
Now was that your mother's father?
My mother's father.
Okay.
So grandfather, I guess it was a fourth of a, it was 1/4 that he owned up there. It was just a half a block up and on the east side of the road from where they lived on the corner there. They lived on 6th East.
Mm-hmm.
974, was it 974? 192 South, 6th East. Well, that's where they lived in Payson. And this house was up on that one block from Grandpa's, on the other side of the road. And had a, I think they had a kitchen and front room with two bedrooms. There's a little frame house there. And we lived there. And my dad got a job selling Maytags. Maytag washers, and they wanted him to move to Delta and have that district down there. And in them days, you had to go around to the people's houses and demonstrate the washer machine. I think it was a wooden tub boat right there at first for a short time, and then they had the square tubs that was made out of aluminum, and it was really good washers, and they could have electric or the gas motors on them. So the people that lived on